niillä kohalle ja kala. Kilo kilo omalilla, leiko rooselani, kuva hivina niillä kohalle ja kala.
Aloha kākou, aloha and welcome to Nakai Evalu, on location today in the Arts at Mark's Garage Gallery on Nu'uanu Street, right here in Chinatown. Vicky Holt Takamine, it's really cool to be here, isn't it?
It's very, very fun to be here. You know, this is the last day that you can come and visit the gallery for Mamo. They're going to close out tomorrow. Pulling all the artwork and installing a new show. So if you have not been to Arts at Mark's Garage to see our Mamo Gallery and Louis Poe Gallery, please come on down.
It's the last moments of Maoli Arts Month this year.
It is, and it's our big finale tonight. So we have a real special guest in the house today.
Yes.
Then should we keep it a surprise?
Okay.
But I want to send my aloha out to our friend Kaho'one Panoki. He wasn't feeling well this morning, but I'm hoping he's going to be rested up for this evening.
Oh, I'm sure he wouldn't miss.
He would not miss the wearable art show at the Sheraton Waikiki.
You've been getting ready for it all week, I bet.
Oh, my Lord, yes.
Well, that was a terrific last Saturday we had, for sure, on the Great Lawn at Bishop Museum.
The Great Lawn, Bishop Museum Arts Market, Saturday and Sunday. My feet were so tired. I walked those grounds in and out, up and down. But we had so much fun. There were a lot of people. Really, really a lot of good Hawaiian artists that came to showcase their artwork.
Thank you so much. And they came from all the islands. So we are so happy you're here with us today. Noe Tanigawa here. And we're keeping the party going for Maoli Arts Month on location today at Mark's Garage. Straight ahead on Nakai Evalu, we'll be talking with our very special guest about the wearable arts showcase tonight. Nakai Evalu is brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS every Saturday on the Visionary Radio Network.
Special day, sharing our aloha with everyone. turns to the left as it rains on me. There's no other feeling like life in these islands. Life in these islands. Life in these islands. Life in these
Kai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
That's the way we do it here on Nakai Evalu, the best classic and contemporary Hawaiian music and manao every Saturday morning. Kaho'one is away today. We're wishing him well. Vicky Holt Takamine here with Noe Tanigawa. And Nakai Evalu's on location today at the Arts at Mark's Garage Gallery. And we have with us our very, very dear friend, Kumuhula Robert Casimero.
Well, hello and aloha. How you doing, Noe?
Just great.
Good. Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
Isn't it nice that we have a little time to just talk like this before the big rush this afternoon and then this evening?
Can you imagine we're actually going to sit here for a while?
I remember
all these
a year
things
ago
are turning in my arm.
I know. I
and
remember just a year ago when you
LA.
Were like, yes, when you were asking about it and I wanted to be a part of it. And now here it is, 1 year later already. Time just flies so quickly.
And you got your wish.
Yes, I did. I didn't exactly know what I was getting into, but that's okay.
He volunteered to direct the show. So for those of you who have no idea what we're talking about tonight, some of our native artists that have put together things that we wear, because Hawaiians don't just frame their art and stick it up on a wall or in a gallery. We wear our art.
We wear them, we use them, we live with them. It's just the way we are, you know.
Who are some of the designers who are going to have their things
on
stage?
Yes, there's Nita.
Nita Pilago.
Yes, Nita Pilago is going to be there.
I'm wearing one of her t-shirts right now.
Are you really?
Yeah. She is so
from Kona, wife of Angel Pilago.
She has beautiful, beautiful things to show this evening. And then the very talented Maile Andrade will be there with her gorgeous velvet presentation.
It's velvet burnout. What's that, Vicky?
Well, they take the velvet and they burn out patterns in it so that the part, there's some sheer and some, you know, sculptured look. It's very fabulous.
And very plush looking. Yes. It looks very rich. Yeah.
And she's a super colorist, too. I can't wait to see.
And then we have wearable art like tattoos, you know, that are being presented this evening by Keone Nunes, who comes from the Waianae side of the island. And he has quite a few models there to show his work that he's done on people that they wear proudly.
Yeah, so skin is his canvas.
That's right.
The skin, you know, is a canvas for him.
How would you characterize his style of tattooing, Vic?
Well, he uses traditional tapping as well as he used to do a lot of machined tattooing, but he's resorted now to, gone back to the traditional tapping with bamboo. So
I feel the pain.
Slow. But the
vivid colors.
Yes.
And very tribal in its presentation, you know, very, very beautifully tribal. I remember one time I wanted to have one, and he said, well, you know, you'll know when the time is right and you'll have that dream about it. And, I have had the dream, but now it's just to get up the courage to do it, you know. I'm much better at singing than I am wearing a tattoo.
I don't know. Maybe you could do both.
Well, okay. Thank you, Noi.
And the tattoo are very interesting parts of the body.
Well, okay, we're finding out about what's going to be on stage tonight at the Wearable Art Showcase. It is tonight at the Sheraton Waikiki. It's the third annual, and we hear that people buy things off the models' bodies. They rush the stage after the program. So this is not an evening you're going to want to miss. Get a ticket at maoliartsmonth.org right now and keep listening to find out more of what's going to be on stage. Nakai Evalu. Brought to you every week by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
She'd really dreamed all those silly games were really hurting too. Oh, you lad chase a rainbow. When our eyes met, the moon was full. Along the shore, just me and you and a starry sky. Wish I could sleep without you, but sleep brings back the memories of falling in
Nākai e Valu, Hawaii's favorite statewide FM radio magazine. All right. We heard you getting ready for work now at Kuinka Ahumanu Center this morning. Your song is coming up next. Okay, Nākai e Valu is on location in colorful downtown Chinatown here in Honolulu on the corner of Nu'uanu and Pauahi. We're here in the Arts at Mark's Garage Gallery because the Huna exhibit is up. You gotta come down. It's only open the rest of today, and it features work by Pam Barton, Kau'i Chun, Natalie Mahina Jensen is here, Al Lagunero, Marcus Marzan has an incredible piece, Meliana Meyer, Matt Ortiz is here, Carl Powell, Kunane Wooten also has a piece up, and there are also pieces by the students of Halau Lokahi. Sculptures, paintings, photographs, things to pique your curiosity. And straight ahead, Robert Casimero's finished his gardenia lay. We're going to be finding out more about the Casimero touch on tonight's wearable art show. And we'll talk with another special guest featured in that show at the Sheraton Waikiki this evening. You are listening to Nākai e Valu.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs for keiki to kupuna. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or to find out about special offers. For high school students, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Apply by June 12th for the fall 2009 semester. To find out more about eligibility criteria, other program details, or to download an application, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Check us out online at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start your learning journey online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Hawkers, check out the waves. The bugger is big.
I just go take them. I'll go bring them back.
Surfing on the side, we're gonna be Fijian Mike kicking up the drive. We're gonna Sean and John kicking up my vibe.
That's my cousins do.
Be my
because I need money for my boy. What you mean how good I is? I'm Hawaiian. I'm the basis. Better than boy, better than pig. Hula'i a surf, only when me.
Nakai Evalu, thinking Ma'oli Arts Month today. It is a fabulous day to be wrapping up a month-long celebration of Kanaka Ma'oli Visual Arts. And it's wrapping up today with the fabulous Wearable Art Show at the Sheraton Waikiki. Noe Tanigawa here, Vicky Holt Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke's on vacation. And we're talking with the director of tonight's show,
dun, da, da, da.
Robert Casimero.
That would be me.
That would be you. Nobody
now,
else.
When you invite Robert, you also get Halau na Kamali.
Yes, they're
good
the workers and some of the models, and they'll be dancing and whatever. Hopefully, if I need help, they'll be right there.
Yeah,
as
whatever
well.
Else we need, they end up being. And the other model pools are being provided by our hula sisters.
Yeah.
Really? Mapuana de Silva and her Halau Mohala Ilima.
So Melia.
Yes, and Melia Lobenstein. So, yeah. And then there's a few students from my Halau, but I think one of the really fun pieces that are going to come are by another very good friend and hula instructor, Harmony Brighter.
Yes. Actually, Auntie Harm is bringing some of her girls, the little girls, the teenager girls, and then the real interesting girls are going to be there. Because Auntie Harm will be doing flower things in the hair, flower accoutrements, as well as the hair itself will be the wearable art that she will be presenting.
Flower towers, it sounds like.
Yes. Hair. Well,
yeah.
Now, if anybody knows how to do hair and flowers, now hair all by itself is wah. The hair and the flowers, wah.
Yeah.
Wah.
And Auntie Harm, she throws it down, I tell you. So we have Auntie Harmony Brighter, and I think one of the most interesting people that we'll be having presenting their works of wearable art will be Marcus.
Marcus Marzan, who's actually has a piece here in Arts at Mark's Garage, and the pieces here are made out of na'o. That's right, you heard na'o. Who's na'o? Well, I think they're pig intestines that have been washed and cleaned and stretched.
And fashioned into this piece of wearable art that is, well, you have to come and see it to believe it.
Because we're not sure how to wear it yet.
Yeah, and that's what's so interesting about Marcus's things is that they can be worn almost any way you want them to be worn.
Anywhere.
And anywhere.
Oh,
with
dear.
Or without anything.
I know. That's semi-transparent you're talking about there.
There you go. You know. Yeah, and so, you know, that would be like about four. There are a lot more. Let's see. Now, there's, of course...
Marcus also has some of these fabulous woven...
like breastplates,
like breastplates is a great... out of you have to see twine, bamboo.
Yeah, it's really cleverly done.
And past years, he's had those lauhala like bustles.
Lauhala cape that was worn as a bustle. In the year before, he had these hats. And when I saw the hats, the only song that came to my mind was "Wild Thing." It was wild.
And that's what the Wearable Art Showcase is known for.
Exactly.
That's happening tonight at the Sheraton Waikiki. And coming up, one of the featured fashion designers I'm looking forward to, her, what did you call her velvet? It's called Burnout.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
She has
a
technique of shaping and sculpting that velvet.
We'll find out more about it next on Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh,
Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu.
On this island, I found a way to see the beauty in passing day. Flowers that impale my love, moments that some loving under a waterfall, hearing the owl's midnight call, whispers from the ocean shell, whispers that you and I can tell. In this land I've found a way to feel the beauty of passing day. Rainbows, jewels of a misty crown, craters covered with a silken gown, stars that always shone so bright, scattered throughout the lovely night. Where true love befell my soul, true love that came upon a grassy knoll.
There you go. That's where our friend's heading, to One'ali'i Beach this morning on beautiful Molokai. We know what you're doing. And we have some buddies heading to KCC Farmers Market too, so your song is coming up next. All right, Nakai Evalu on location today here in Chinatown at the Arts at Mark's Garage Gallery. Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, Robin Casimiro, and another of our guests this morning, the grad chair and associate professor at Kamakaku Okalani, the Center for Hawaiian Studies there at UH Manoa. She's a visual artist, terrific textile artist, Miley Andrade.
Yay.
Whose artwork...
Hey, aloha. How's it? That's you, Miley.
Yes, whose artwork is actually appearing right down the road, a block away from us at Louis Paul Gallery, along with Bob Freitas, Imai Kalani Kalahele,
Harinani Orame,
yes,
Charlie Dixon, Henry Hoffi, and Bob Freitas also has his works over there. So that's Louis Paul.
It's a nice, strong showing at Louis Paul. So I think this is the last
one. Is that the one right on the corner?
Right on the corner.
Hotel and Nuuanu.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you know, Mr. Paul was my art teacher at Kamehameha Schools.
Really?
Yes. You didn't have Mr. Paul?
No.
I had Mr. Paul.
I wasn't very good at art.
Neither was I, but I tried. I actually made a little textile. I mean, I got an A minus for my tablecloth.
Really?
And I didn't know what I was going to do, but I did little petroglyphs.
Uh-huh.
And then I screen printed that on the corners of the tablecloth because I figured if I did the corners, then I wouldn't have to do the whole thing. So I just did the four corners.
And you got an A minus.
I got an A minus. Yeah,
I learned to screen print.
Yeah.
I did.
Great. Great.
Well, that's your field. Textiles, that's your field, right?
Yeah, textiles is actually my my MFA is in ceramics. And then at the same time that I was doing ceramics, I went and did fiber arts with Pat Hickman at UH, art department. And then I started to do a lot of, I guess in our more customary practices, I was already making kapa and weaving. And so I was figuring how to transfer it into more contemporary media. So I started to do surface design. So actually the surface design is just an extension of relief printing, which is ohe kapalas that we, our ancestors did anyway.
Right.
You know, they were doing a printing anyway. So it's kind of great to sort of had that continuation of the same ideas going on.
And Miley, you're actually having gowns this evening or dresses this evening, Sean?
I have two sets, actually. My first set, which is the first time this year, is doing something very casual with jeans. All my models, usually we were bare feet, you know, and they wanted to wear their high heels.
Of course.
And so so it's jeans and casual tops. But the tops are still made out of silk and velvet. And then we'll go into dresses at the end after they do their change. So
I think
kind
that's
of fun.
Exciting. Yeah.
Ooh, what are your dresses like?
Well, you know, I was trying to do a theme, but... And I usually get motifs that I didn't do last year, so I have new motifs this year. So this year I have the dragonfly, and I have the honu, and I have the motif that is used more of as a cape, you know, a feather kind of idea.
Yeah.
I was trying to keep it all together, but then I got carried away and it went off someplace else.
And that's why you are the artist you are.
Called art.
Yeah. That's part of what I heard the Wearable Art Showcase is all about. Everybody getting creative and going for it. That's what we're talking about, the Wearable Art Showcase, tonight at the Sheraton Waikiki. If you still want to get a ticket, you can. Just check out MaoliArtsMonth.org. It's right there on the homepage. You're listening to Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday. Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, right here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh, you and I. kwa huruma yako haya nalipoa mea mama. Marco ayana ikapipisto eme ama amoia for you and I our eyes have met our lips not yet pala mapono kokino I'm gonna get you yeah. Na mai kapuana o wakale apaha e mea maamauia for you and I hai na mai kapuana.
Have you gotten in any Maoli Arts Month activities yet? Exhibits celebrating contemporary art by Native Hawaiians are still underway right here in Chinatown, where Nakai Evalu is on location today in the Arts at Mark's Garage Gallery. Now, right down the street, Corner Hotel and Nu'uanu, the Louis Pohl Gallery, has a fabulous show on. Check out The Space on Smith Street, where Lutero has a show up. Chinatown Boardroom, right across from Mark's Garage, has got a great show by Mikioi Wickman and Micah E. Tubbs. Group 70 Gallery on Bethel Street has a show by Joseph Haoli Dawson. So check it all out. But Maoli Arts Month is just about over, so you got to stop by the galleries today. Check MaoliArtsMonth.org for tickets to tonight's blockbuster wearable art show. Tattoo, headdresses, hula, lei, capes, 3-inch heels, dinner, dancing, the whole thing. And we're here to tell you more about it coming up on Nakai Evalu. Brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, Moby PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs for keiki to kupuna. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or to find out about special offers. For high school students, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Apply by June 12th for the fall 2009 semester. To find out more about eligibility criteria, other program details, or to download an application, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Check us out online at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start your learning journey online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Billy Piper, and I work in the private client services area of Bank of Hawaii with some basic strategies for taking full advantage of your 401k plan. First, always try to contribute the maximum amount, which in 2009 is up to $16,500 of your salary, or $22,000 if you are 50 or over. If you can't afford that, then try to contribute enough to get 100% of your company's match. Then, increase your contributions each year by 1 to 2% until you are contributing 15% of your pre-tax salary. That's the percentage the experts feel most people should be contributing during their working years.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai e Walu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Finally won.
You're starting your weekend the Hawaiian way with Nakai Evalu. Kahoʻone Panoke on vacation today. Vicky Holt Takamine is here. Noe Tanigawa and our very special lovey guest, Robert Casimero, and visual artist Miley Andrade.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Miley's been in our show for all 3 years and has watched it grow and expand.
You're talking
about artists, yes.
The wearable art show.
That's right.
Yeah, it was great fun. You know, the first year we had it outdoors at the museum, and that was great. Different kind of, little smaller, you know, and it's growing and growing, getting bigger and bigger. More artists, more designers. Never heard of some of them. It's great, the new ones, you know.
We've got quite a few new ones this year.
It's great.
Along with Nita Pelago, who's wife of Angel Pelago. Aloha, all of you in Kona. We have also coming in from Hilo, Nelson Makua.
What a nice man he is.
Nice.
I enjoyed meeting him. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got some great polo shirts and t-shirt dresses.
Manly designs.
Yeah.
But he does women's wear, too.
He does, yeah. He has tops and he has dresses, shift dresses, and then he has purses, too.
Right,
two different styles. Yeah, tote bag and one purse, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. And then for the first time this year, also, a very young graphic artist who's starting to put designs on t-shirts. And, you know, we invite young people to come in and work with the master artists so that they can allow a stretch and look at what the capabilities are. So we're trying to bring these young artists and meet the master artists like Miley and, you know, those that have been in the field for a while. So this young man, Andrew Akiona.
Is it Andrew? I thought it was Adam.
Adam, I keep calling him Andrew. You're right, Robert.
Adam Akiona. What kind of work does he do?
He does
T-shirts. T-shirt designs.
Ooh. Yeah. Maukatu Makai on the corner of Ward Avenue.
Oh, and I bought stuff there.
Yeah.
That's his place?
Well, he does some of the design work for Dre and Teo.
Oh.
You're right. It is Adam.
It is, yeah.
I keep calling him Andrew.
And Nola
Nahulu. I'm sorry, Adam.
Is Nola going to be there?
Nola is coming with Betty Mu'uz, but she's also bringing her choral groups.
Ooh.
Kavaiola
Onapu
Kamil.
Yeah.
Two of them, yes. And Hawa'i Youth Opera Chorus. Along with the Betty Mu'uz that she and her sister Linda Nahulu, they own the company. So we like to bring somebody who's an established fashion person.
Like Miley. Boy, I can hardly wait to see your
velvet. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
She's
looks different on stage, you know,
yes,
than it does on a hanging there. So it'd be kind of nice.
We're all looking forward to the events tonight at the Sheraton Waikiki. It's the Wearable Art Showcase, the finale of Maoli Arts Month. If you still want to get tickets, do so at MauliArtsMonth.org. This is Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Where we fool around, kila kila, hale'iwa, kalekipa.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Did I ever see how I feel about you? Did I never find that easy to do? Things that you do, no need to be heard. I know your actions, babe, be louder than words. I've got the bottle, bring me a cup, pop the cork and try to serve. When you're empty, I'll fill you up.
Nakai Evalu, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands with Kanaka Maoli music and mana'o, that is, ideas or thoughts from the Hawaiian community. Nakai Evalu is on location today in the gallery at Mark's Garage. Kaho'one is on vacation. Vicky Holt Takamine is here. I'm Noe Tanigawa with visual artist Miley Andrade and the one and only Robert Casimero, the director of tonight's great wearable art show.
It's going to be a great show tonight. I tell you, I'm excited about it.
What makes you think it's going to be good?
The people that are in it, how things will be presented, the colors. I think also to the fact that a lot of the creations are very difficult right now for us to describe. Which means that,
gotta be seen.
That should pique your curiosity, if nothing else, and make you want to come and see what they're doing. Because, really, we can't really figure out how to describe these things. You know, we have this young designer, the son of Nani Limyap from the Big Island of Hawaii, there in Waikoloa. Baba, her son, was invited by Vicky to come and do his... to just... create something wonderful. And he has. I think his as well comes in three different stages. So he tells me the other evening when we had a very, very first getting together, he says, well, I'm going to start with underwear. And I was like, Wow.
I like that.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't know if anybody else out there got a visual when I said that, but I certainly did when Bubba shared that with me. So now to watch it come to fruition, be there or be square.
5:30, right, tonight?
5:30 tonight at the Sheraton Waikiki Molokai Ballroom. You can still get tickets. There are a handful of seats available online at www.mauliartsmonth.org.
Did I forget someone, Vicky?
Who's coming tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what we wanted to share about Bubba, do we want to tell him it's all about the Kumulipo?
Oh, that would be a good idea.
Evolving.
Yeah.
So how that comes out, we don't know. We're not sure.
Yeah.
But we ourselves are piqued.
Yes.
I might buy a ticket and sit at the table instead of running around.
I already have. I'm at the table. I don't know whether I'll have time to eat dinner, but
yes.
I'm going to be there. Yeah, at a table
yes.
for sure.
Well, I'll make sure they box your plate for you.
There you go. There you go.
No, but
we're missing
yes,
somebody
Kealo
else.
Pico.
Kealo Pico, the girls.
Right. So, Miley.
Ooh, we're going to have to pick up with Kealo Pico. Terrific local girls putting their thoughts on your bodies. Yep, that's what's coming up on Nakai Evalu. Thanks so much for spending your Saturday morning with us. You do it every Saturday, and we love it. It's brought to you by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs right here on the Visionary Radio Network.
For the Charles Lindbergh Estate in Kipahulu on the island of Maui. Such a beautiful place to be. The mountain range, the smell of lipoa, and the inviting home in the calm. As my brother Hoku writes, Ka'i'ini pau'ole akamakemake. This is a place that leaves you, always wanting to return.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10. There you go. That's for you, doing laundry today in Hanapepe. We got the music that's going to keep you happy, all right? We'll take care of a request from Halava next. Well, mahalo plenty for starting your weekend with us here at Nakai Evalu. We're keeping the Maoli Arts Month party going here in the gallery at Mark's Garage today. And we're thinking about the wearable art show tonight at the Sheraton Waikiki. It's where you got to be to check out Nita Pilago's powerful prints on easy-to-wear styles, Nelson Makua's handsome menswear and womenswear, Kealopiko's sassy fashions. We're going to find out more about that with Miley Andrade, whose velvet burnout and fabulous tops with jeans and girls and 3-inch heels. That's all coming up tonight at the Wearable Arts Show. You can find out more about it and get tickets until at least about 3 o'clock today on the website. That's MauliArtsMonth.org. And you're hearing about that on Nakai Evalu. Brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs for keiki to kupuna. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or to find out about special offers. For high school students, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Apply by June 12th for the fall 2009 semester. To find out more about eligibility criteria, other program details, or to download an application, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Check us out online at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start your learning journey online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and LinkUp programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Billy Piper, and I work in the private client services area of Bank of Hawaii with some basic strategies for taking full advantage of your 401k plan. First, always try to contribute the maximum amount, which in 2009 is up to $16,500 of your salary, or $22,000 if you are 50 or over. If you can't afford that, then try to contribute enough to get 100% of your company's match. Then, increase your contributions each year by 1 to 2% until you are contributing 15% of your pre-tax salary. That's the percentage the experts feel most people should be contributing during their working years.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
The common bullfrog was introduced in Hawaii in the mid-19th century to control insect populations. In 2006, Hennick introduced that same bullfrog, which turns out to be a variety of toad, as a way to remind Hawaii's employers how to control the cost of employee injuries and claims. We felt that the frog... Toad, whatever, could help us communicate the value that Hemic provides. Superior claims service, loss prevention services, and competitive rates. Sadly, while in the wild, the toad has done quite well for itself, it has proved less suited to the rarefied environment of broadcast advertising. So, after open toad auditions, croaking vocal coaches, even froggy boot camp, we've decided no matter how you hear about us, Hemic offers the best workers' compensation insurance coverage to Hawaii's businesses, bar none.
Hemic, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the...
Oh.
Kako, aloha to all of us. It's a kako thing every Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu. Vicky Holt-Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, Robert Casimiro. So glad to have you here with us, Robert.
Happy to be here.
Miley Andrade. We're talking wearable art.
And aloha to Kahoone. I just know you're listening to us and resting up for tonight.
Good.
Yes. So we wanted to share a little bit about Kealo Pico, and I think, Miley, you probably know their work the best of all of us. Although I have several outfits. I bought this cute little dress when I was at Mary Monarch. They were there, and a T-shirt.
I bought a ton of T-shirts, actually. I love the material. I love what they put on them. I can't wait to see what they're going to do for tonight.
And they not only put that T-shirts, but they paint their bodies, too. So that was...
I want to watch that, too.
Yeah, that was fabulous.
Well, Kealo Pico is three young girls, Jamie, Hina, and Ane, who have been born and raised on the islands and just love island life and have spent... actually, they were students in Hawaiian studies, Hawaiian language, and wanted to figure out a way to put those cultural ideas into wearable art so that we can learn also by their designs. And so they've been doing these T-shirt lines for many years, got a great following of their age group and older. You know, everyone sort of has
I'd
a T-shirt
the
from them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but mm-hmm. they have a nice following. And then they do these dresses at this time of year. And actually, I was talking to one of them recently, and they were saying that at this time where Mamo happens, they do one of a kind, take it out there with their designs that they don't normally do in their line. So it's those
quests
of designers.
It's a time for experimentation as well, and this is a great venue to show that.
Yeah,
I think it's a great time to experiment, and then what works gets transferred onto other wear that they use throughout the year.
You get good feedback through this Maoli Arts Month itself, as well as the Wearable Art Show.
I think it's a great opportunity. You know, I look forward to buying art at this time, our silent auction.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
Yes, you got a piece last year from Uncle Joe Dawson.
And I've been told by his wife that there's a second piece to match that one. I would be interested, so nobody better be fighting against me on that. Miley, don't take it. It's mine.
What else is in the silent auction?
Well, we've got the artists bring pieces. We have some an artwork by Luffy Lutero, who's one of our painters. We also have a sculpture from Bob Freitas.
Ooh.
We've got stuff from Umi Kai, who is a sculptor, and Kaha Kawila Toledo has given us several pieces that come from his Lua carvings that will be used in the wearable art show, along with Keone Nunez tattoos but also available for purchase. So lots of their stuff. Marcus Marzan has pieces and beautiful Lauhala hats from Lola Spencer from Molokai, Kuipu Kalihiki Morales. So La Hala Weaving, we've got something for everyone. One of our featured events tonight will be honoring Mary Lou Kekueva, who has recently passed away, our master feather maker, lay maker. So, you know, our closing piece, everybody should have something of featherware. Wear something with feathers tonight. Bring something that reminds you of Mary Lou.
Yeah,
Auntie Paulette will be there, Kalipuna.
Her whole family
will be there. So we're looking forward to honoring our master artists as well.
Oh, a night of high fashion and high fun. The Wearable Art Showcase tonight at the Sheraton Waikiki. Find out more, get your tickets, if you like, at maoliartsmonth.org. This is Nakai Evalu, and we're brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Blue eyes and blinded don't thrill me. Cause I'm in love with the local boys. Don't try to convince me. Because the local boys are local, oi. It doesn't matter what island. In the mountains or near the sea, if I want someone special, local boys are the one for me. You may say I'm crazy, but I'm right. Local boys will keep you warm throughout the coldest nights, wherever you go in the islands. You see them all in Haiti on the street, but my eyes never wander. Because the local boys can't be beat. Oh, oh, local boys. La 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 la. Local boys.
The way we do it every Saturday morning on Nakai Evalu. Time now to leave you with a thought for your week. The Olelo Noeau, Vicky Holt Takamine.
The Olelo Noeau is brought to you by Mobi PCS, and these are the words of our kupuna, our ancestors that have been handed down generation to generation within our families. A nice collection is available at the Bishop Museum, and the Olelo Noeau book. Collected by Kavena Pukui. But I know, Miley, you have a very favorite Olelo Noeau that you want to share.
Yes, and my favorite is Kulia Ikanu'u, which means to strive for the highest, because when we look at all the things we do and what our ancestors did, they were excellent and they did the best they could. And in Maori Art Month, that's sort of what we were reflecting. That's the very best of the arts and the visual culture that we have in Hawaii.
So. I think, too, that as we strive for things that are the highest and whatever it is we do, we honor our kupuna. And for many of us, for our peoples, period, that is paramount in almost everyday life, to make sure that we honor our kupuna, that we don't embarrass them, that we make them proud of us. Kulia Kanu is perfect.
And I think I know for Robert and I, we share the same kumuhula maikiayu lake, and that's something that we're constantly reminded of. Mm-hmm. Is our kumu going to be very proud of us? And I think she would be today.
I agree.
See you at the Wearable Arts Showcase. Get your ticket at MauliArtsMonth.org.
All I want is time to spend my day. Place where I was raised, all I need is sunshine to warm up my life, feel the tropical breeze. How could I be gone so long?
Be gone so long.
I think it's time I say, take me back, Hawaiian Islands, bring us home to this place I wanna be. In the middle of the sea, take me back, Hawaiian Islands, bring us home to this paradise land, where we can play in the sand. What I am is a local boy, even though I'm far away, I'm Hawaiian every day. What I miss is my family, been away too long, but you're always in my heart.
How could I be gone so long?
Be gone so long.
I think it's time I said, take me back, Hawaiian Islands. Bring us home,
Hawaiian Islands,
to this place I wanna be. In the middle of the sea, take me back, Hawaiian Islands. Bring us home,
Hawaiian Islands,
to this paradise land where we can play in the sand. Sometimes I daydream about my home.
Sometimes I daydream about my home,
where flower fragrances fill the air. I can hear the wind calling me home. And one day soon I will return to you. Sunshine to warm up my life, feel the tropical breeze. How could I be gone so long?
Be gone so long.
I think it's time I say, take me back, Hawaiian Islands. Bring us home,
Hawaiian Islands,
to this place I wanna be. In the middle of the sea, take me back, Hawaiian Islands. Bring us home,
Hawaiian Islands,
to this paradise land where we can play in the sand.
Take me back, Hawaiian Islands.
This is where I wanna be, take me back. Take me back.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's favorite statewide FM radio magazine. And it's been a great morning on location here at Mark's Garage. Your last chance today to see the many exhibits all around Chinatown up for Maoli Arts Month.
Thank you so much to our guest, Robert Casimero.
Thank you. Lovely to be here. Get well, Kahoone.
We'll
see you tonight.
See you tonight.
Yes.
We're actually heading out straight to work. And Miley Andrade, I can't believe the two of you are actually here in the room with us, knowing that we have
the show tonight. I can't believe it either.
To gather our stuff and rush on down there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Miley,
Mahalo,
for coming. We'll see you this evening, too. And for everybody on Nakai Evalu, for all of our islands, we thank you for joining us every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on
Nakai Evalu. And if you'd like to check out any of our past programs, head to the website, nakaievaluradio.com. Mahalo to our technical director, Chris Hughes, executive producer, Cedric Duarte, and our producer and artistic director, Chanel Mokepuha. Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS. It's brought to you every week with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. Today's Kumu, 94.7 on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK, 102.3 Molokai. Aloha.
Aloha. You still have time to get on a plane and fly over. Just in case you're thinking about it. But aloha, thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Hui ho, see you tonight.
All right, see you tonight. Thank you all very much. Mahalo nui, aloha.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana.
We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs for keiki to kupuna. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or to find out about special offers. For high school students, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Apply by June 12th for the fall 2009 semester. To find out more about eligibility criteria, other program details, or to download an application, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Check us out online at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start your learning journey online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Billy Piper, and I work in the private client services area of Bank of Hawaii with some basic strategies for taking full advantage of your 401k plan. First, always try to contribute the maximum amount, which in 2009 is up to $16,500 of your salary, or $22,000 if you are 50 or over. If you can't afford that, then try to contribute enough to get 100% of your company's match. Then, increase your contributions each year by 1 to 2% until you are contributing 15% of your pre-tax salary. That's the percentage the experts feel most people should be contributing during their working years.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.